Welcome to session number 8 in Spoken Sanskrit. My name is Kadambari. Sarvebhyaha Namaha. Swagatam. Welcome to Sanskrit session number 8. There are a few things I would like to go over about this class. We will be meeting every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. EST or 8:30 p.m. IST, and respectively in any other time in your country. We meet here because we all have something in common. The intention to learn Sanskritam is what we have in common. Sanskritam is considered as a Deva Bhasha. There is so much to learn from it. It has so much beauty. We believe that Sanskrit is a traditional language. Sanskritam brings wisdom to our lives. Sanskritam is there all around us in our everyday life. It is just that we don't realize it consciously. Since we don't speak Sanskrit as a language by itself, we don't pay attention to it. So that was a small introduction about Sanskrit. Are there any questions before we start class?
No.
Okay.
Kadambari, this is Aishwarya. Am I supposed to see something on the screen, or are you yet to share?
Not yet, Bhagini. I will tell everybody when I start sharing something. Okay. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes,
you
can.
Yes. No, I'm not able to see. Now I get it. Yes.
Okay. So, before we start the class, we will start with a Subhashitam, which is Prarabhyate na khalu vigna bayena ni chaihi Prarabhya vigna vihitaha Viramanti Marsyaha Vignaihi Puna Punarapi Pratihanyamanaha Prarabdha Muttama Janaha Na Parityajanti. I will explain the meaning of the Subhashitam at the end of class. In class, I will be speaking both in Sanskrit and English. Please feel free to ask any questions during the class. Today in class, we will use both the slides and Abhyasa Pustakam. First, we will start with the slides. The people who don't have a question, could you please mute yourselves? Today we will start by trying to introduce ourselves. When we don't know somebody, we try to introduce ourselves in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit we say, Namaskaraha Mama Nama Kadambari. That's how I would introduce myself. That means, hello, my name is Kadambari. So people who can't read Devanagari, there is the English alphabet under, so you can read, use that to read the Sanskritam. As you get used to it, you should be able to read Sanskritam by itself. So to introduce ourselves, we say Namaskaraha, Mama Nama, and then you say your name. That means Namaskara means Namaste or hello. Mama means my and Nama means name. So when you say Namaskaraha Mama Nama, that means Namaste, my name is, and then you say your name. So if I were to introduce myself, I would say Namaskaraha Mama Nama Kadambari. That means, hello, my name is Kadambari. And I would say, Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. That means I live in, you say where you live in, and then you say Nagare Vasami. So because I live in Washington DC, I say Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to try to introduce yourself?
Sure. Namaskaraha. Mama Nama Aishwarya. Aham Dallas Nagare Vasami.
Excellent, Bhagini. Would Ashmita Bhagini like to try?
Namaskara. Mama Nama Ashmita. Aham Dallas Nagare Vasami.
Good job, Bhagini. Archana Bhagini.
Namaskara. Mam Naam Archana. Aham Gurgaon Nagare Vasami.
Bhagini, it's not Vasami.
Vasami.
Yeah. Brinda Bhagini, would you like to try?
Namaskara. Mam Naam Brinda. Aham Mumbai Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Nimish Mahodaya.
Yes. Namaskaraha. Mama Naam Nimish. Aham Stuttgart Nagare Vasami.
Very good, Mahodaya.
Thank you.
Sriman Mahodaya.
Yeah, Sriman is there. This is his dad, Thiru. Namaskaraha. Mama Naam Thiru Narayana Chakravarti. Aham Toronto, Canada, Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Siri Bhagini, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, she's asked.
Okay.
Namaskaraha. Mama Naam Siri. Aham California, Nagare Vasami.
Namaskaraha. Mama Naam Balu Prasadaha. Aham Simi Valley Nagare Vasami.
Very good. Lakshmi Sharma Bhagini.
Namaskaraha. Mama Nama Lakshmihi. Aham Kansas City Nagare Vasami.
Very good, Bhagini. Vijaya Bhagini.
Namaskara. Mama Naam Jaya. Aham Talsa Nagare Vasami.
Vijaya Bhagini or Ajay and Shriya, Ajay Mahodaya and Shriya Bhagini attending the class?
Today they are not attending the class. They may join a different session.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nagendra Mahodaya.
Namaskaraha. Mama Naam Nagendra. Aham Atlanta Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Very good, Mahodaya. Jagan Mahodaya.
Namaskaraha. Mama Naam Jagan Mohan Sharmanaha. Aham Charlotte Nagare Vasami.
Awesome, Mahodaya. Meera Bhagini. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Mama Naam Meera. Aham Zurich Nagare Vasami.
Very good, Bhagini. Bhavya Bhagini, would you like to introduce yourself?
Namaskaram. Mama Naam Nayana. Aham Mumbai Nagare Vasami.
Very good, Bhagini. Chitra Bhagini, would you like to introduce yourself?
Namaskarah. Mama Naam Chitra. Aham Bangalore Nagare Vasami.
Pal Subramanya Mahodaya.
Namaskarah. Mama Naam Bala Subramanya Prasad Prasadah. Aham Simi Valley Nagare Vasami.
Samichinam, that means very good, Mahodaya, in Sanskritam. Has anybody not yet introduced themselves?
Yes,
What is your name, Bhagini?
My name is Nandini. Namaskaraha, mama nama Nandini. Aham Winston Salem Nagare Vasami.
Very good.
Namaskaraha, mama nama Srinivasaha. Aham Winston Salem USA Nagare Vasami.
Okay.
Mama namaha Subramanyaha. Aham Hyderabad Nagare Vasami.
Mama nama Radha. Aham Hyderabad Nagare Vasami.
Namaskara. Mama nama Nitina. Aham Cleveland Nagare Vasami.
Namaskara. Mama nama Priya. Aham New York Nagare Vasami.
Very good.
Namaskara. Mama nama Sayanuhya. Aham Hyderabad Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Uttamam. Okay.
Namaskaraha. Mama nama Gopalaha. Aham London Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Very good, Mohoya. Mahodaya.
Namaskaraha. Mama nama Neeta. Aham Maryland Deshe Vasami.
Very good, Bhagini. Okay. Have I not called on anybody else who hasn't introduced themselves? Okay. If everybody has introduced themselves, we will go on. So here, here we will discuss the order of how the class will go. Patyakramaha. Patyakramaha means the order of the class. Aksharabhyasaha means the letters. Sambhashanam means conversation. Vastu parichayaha means introducing things. Grihapataha means homework. So this will be how the class will go for today. Does anybody have any questions on this slide? Okay. So in Sanskritam we have an alphabet, just as we have an alphabet in English. So in Sanskritam we have Hrasva Swarani. Hrasva means short. Hrasva Swarani, that means Hrasva Swaraha. Hrasva means short and Swaraha means letters. So, well, Swaraha means vowels. So in Sanskritam the Hrasva Swaraha are very short. The Hrasva Swaraha in Sanskritam are A, I, U, R, and R. We also have Dirgha Swaraha. Those are longer than the Hrasva Swaraha. So in Sanskritam, Dirgha means long. So the Dirgha Swaraha are A, I, U, R, E, I, O, and O. Pluta Swaraha are longer than the Dirgha Swaraha. Does anybody have a question on this slide?
Can you please go over again Hrasva Swaraha?
Okay, Mahodaya. Hrasva means that Hrasva means short. So Hrasva Swaraha means short letters. And the Hrasva Swaraha in Sanskritam are A, I, U, R, and R. And they have a short sound.
both, I mean, last two.
The difference between
yeah, last both two. Seem to be same, right?
No. So, if you're talking about the Dirgha Swaraha and Pluta Swaraha, so Dirgha, so Hraswa is short, so it's like A. And then Dirgha is A. And then Pluta is longer than A, which is Dirgha.
No. In the
Can
first
you please
one,
explain the
Hraswa Swaraha, A, I, U. What is the those remaining two?
Ru.
Oh.
Ru and Lu.
Okay.
Ru and Lu.
Okay. That's the difference we want.
Yeah. Ru is. It's like R and then R is you have the L sound.
Question here, Archana Panda.
Yeah.
We rarely ever see the R ever used, the last Hraswa Swara. Is that ever used in any word?
It's sometimes used in some words, Bhagini, but. I see what you're saying. They're not used in a lot of words.
Okay.
So we don't use them as much as we use the first three, which are A, E, and U.
R is extensively used in Sanskrit, like Rishi, Drishta. The R form is very important. It is actually used in quite a lot of places.
Yes, Mahodaya.
And the last one, actually, Lru.
The Lu is
Oh, you meant this one, Bhagini?
Yeah, the one in Hraswa Swara, Lru.
This one, Bhagini?
Yes, that one.
Oh, it's used in some places.
Like
here
shlokas?
We don't, yeah, we use it in shlokas, but here we don't use it that much.
I see. Thank you.
Does anybody else have a question?
Can you
Bhagini,
please say
is there an order
again?
Of telling these swaras?
Yes, Bhagini. So, in Samskritam we have swaraha, so we have them in a certain order. So, when we say Hraswa Swaraha, we have a lot of swaraha, so we only take the Hraswa Swaraha in order. So you can't just say R, U, R, E, and A. You have to say A, E, U, R, and then R.
Thank you, Bhagini.
So,
could you please
here,
give the sound again for the last in the Hraswa Swaraha?
Oh, this one,
that
Bhagini?
Yes.
R.
R.
R. Is that R. correct?
Yes, that's correct, Bhagini.
Okay. So is it like L, R, U? Is that how the sound is pronounced?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here we have the swaraha in Samskritam. We have A, A, I, E, U, U, R, 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 E, I, O, Au, and Aha. So swaraha means vowels in English. So if we go to the here, we saw Hraswa Swaraha and Dirgha Swaraha. Right now, we won't use that much of Pluta Swaraha. So, here, all the Hraswa Swaraha are in black. And then, all the Dirgha Swaraha are in red. So, and Aha. So, is an Anuswaram. And Aha is a Visargaha. So before we move on, So for we write A, so the people who don't know Devanagari can just follow the letters. So for A, we write like this. And then for A, which is Diga Swara, so for... So A, so can everybody repeat after me? So A.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Just a second. E.
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 O.
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 So after U, we have R,
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 R, R.
We have, after O, we have R,
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 and then we also have, after R, we have R, which we stress. So for R, we just stress a little bit, but for the next letter, which is
R,
so for this one, you don't stress that much.
R and R.
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 But here you stress a bit.
Yes. Got it.
Okay. So, if we go back to here, we have R, and then we stress this more. R.
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 That letter is really confusing. We should say R or R. A lot of people, I think, are not clear.
Okay. So let me explain. So, for this letter, it is R.
No, R is fine. I'm not saying about the R. The other one.
I know you're talking about the R, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then we have the R, which is confusing a lot of people right
it's
now.
It's a combination of L and R.
Yeah. Okay. So for this we write. So, this doesn't have the L sound, it just has R and R, and then it's L.
L-R, right? L-R.
Yeah.
Okay. So, L-R-U, L-R-U.
No?
Correct?
No,
it's L-R-U, Mahodaya.
Okay, L-R-U, okay.
A combination of L and R.
L-R-U.
Yeah.
L-R-U. L-R-U. This is
the... It's Zrub.
Ilru.
Yeah. So, does everybody get it?
Maybe. I think that's
it. So, this is R. So, to make it more...
To see the screen? Click now.
Oh, really, Bhagini? Does anybody else have a problem like that?
No, I can see.
I can see.
Okay.
I can see. Yeah.
Okay. Bhagini, I think you should log
out. I'm not able
to. Wait, are you connecting with
I'm not able
a computer or a phone, Bhagini?
No, I got it. Now I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so, dropping and you keep
reading. Computer.
Maybe.
Okay.
Incorrect. I got it now.
Okay. R and R. So this has the L sound and this has the R sound starting. So R and R. So it's a A. So could everybody repeat after me? A.
A.
E. Okay. So does everybody get it up to here?
Yes.
Okay. So the next one is A.
Yeah.
I.
Do we have to repeat after you?
If you could mute yourself and then if you guys repeat, it would be more helpful.
Kadambari, I has only one flip on the top.
Oh, thank you, Mahodaya. And then we have O.
O. O.
Do we have to repeat after you?
Yeah, you can repeat after me however you want. Muted or not muted. O.
A. I.
O. O. Yeah, O has one flip.
O.
O. O.
O.
O.
O.
O. O has two flips.
O. O. And then
can you repeat the whole one time?
Oh, sure, buddy.
Is the word ang or
It's
before aha?
It's
Okay. In Hindi it is, I thought it is ang aha.
No, it's
It's an anuswara. The nasalization will depend on the word that follows. For example, you want to say amma, or you know, not amma, it's not a good example, maybe like angur, right? Now there it will be an, and whereas if it follows anything in the pa varga, it will be am. So it depends, but when you say the swara, it will be am only.
Okay. Now let us go back. Thank you, Gopal Mahodaya. So,
what is the meaning of anuswaram and visargaha? Does it have a special meaning?
So we use the swaraha to make, so we use the anuswaram to make, to make words, and so we use all the swaraha to make words, but it's not in the, it doesn't have a hraswa or dirgha sound.
Okay.
It just, those two are special.
Okay.
Yeah, they're special, and the hum is called anuswara, which means you use the nose to make the sound, and the visarga, you will be expelling air. Yeah, it's called aspirated sound. You expel air whenever there is the visarga.
Okay, Mahodaya, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So now we'll try again to introduce ourselves. So, so we say, Mama Nama Sita. So there are two girls. So would anybody like, so Archana Bhagini, would you like to read the first bubble, the first two bubbles?
Mama Nama Sita. Bhavatyah Nam Kim.
Very good, Bhagini. So when we ask when we want to introduce ourselves to someone and know their name, we say Mama Nama, and then you say your name, and then you say Bhavatyah Nam Kim. Okay. And then so this is the question. So this is the girl introducing herself, and then she asks the question, what is your name, this girl? So this girl's name is Sita, and she is asking, what is, my name is Sita, what is your name, to another girl. The other girl says, Mama Nama Radhika. Okay, so Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to introduce yourself and ask Archana Bhagini?
Sure. Mama Nama Aishwarya. Bhavatyah Nama Kim?
Bhagini, it's Bhavatyah.
Okay, sorry. Bhavatyah Nama Kim?
Very good, Bhagini. Archana Bhagini, you can, can you answer her?
Mama Nama Archana.
Okay. Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to ask Brinda Bhagini?
Mama Nama Ashmita. Bhavatyah Nama Kim.
Brinda Bhagini, can you answer her?
Mama Nama Brinda.
Okay. Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to ask Meera Bhagini?
Bhavatyah Nama Kim?
No, Mahodaya, you ask the you say Mama Nama, and then you say your name, and then you ask the question.
Okay. Mama Nama Srinivasaha. Bhavatyah Nama Kim?
Meera Bhagini, would you like to respond?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Whom am I asking?
You just So Srinivasa Mahodaya said, Mama Nama Srinivasaha Bhavatyaha Namakim. So you have to say, my name is Meera Bhagini.
Mama Nama Meera Bhavatyaha Namakim.
No,
I'm asking a man right now.
No, you can Bhavat. Just say Mama Nama Meera.
Mama
we'll do
Nama
that later.
Meera. Okay, thanks.
Nimish Mahodaya, would you like to ask Bhavya Bhagini?
Sorry, are you asking me, Dinesh?
Nimish Mahodaya, you have to ask Bhavya Bhagini what her name is. So you introduce yourself and then you ask Bhavya Bhagini what her name is.
Yeah, Mama Naam Nimish. Bhavatyaha naam kim?
Great job, Mahodaya. Bhavya Bhagini, can you respond to Mahodaya? Okay, can Nandini Bhagini respond to Mahodaya?
Mama Nama Nandini.
Okay, very good. Subramani Mahodaya, would you like to ask Radha Bhagini?
Mama Nama Subramanyam. Bhavatya Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Radha.
Subhu Mahodaya, would you like to ask Priya Bhagini?
Mama Nama Subramanya. Bhavatya Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Meera.
Jagan Mahodaya, would you like to ask? Has anybody not gone yet?
Yeah. Priya.
Okay. Mama Nama Jagan Mohan. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama.
भवत्याः नाम किम्?
मम नाम चित्रा. भवत्याः नाम किम्?
We're not doing that yet.
Okay.
I can go. मम नाम तिरुनारायणः. भवत्याः नाम किम्?
Nama Nama
Sriman. Okay. Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to ask Lakshmi Bhagini?
Mama Nama Nitina. Bhavantya Nama Kim?
It's Bhavatyaha Mahodaya.
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Lakshmi.
Okay. So, Nitin Mahodaya, or Madhuri Bhagini, Shreya Bhagini, or Shravani Bhagini here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Madhuri Bhagini, would you like to ask Shreya Bhagini?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bhavatya
Nama. Mama Nama Shreya.
Okay, Shreya Bhagini, would you like to ask Shravani Bhagini?
Bhavatya. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Shravani.
Very good. Shravani Bhagini, would you like to ask? Jagan Mahodaya? I mean, Meera Bhagini?
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Meera Bhagini, can you answer her?
Mama Nama Meera.
Okay, very good. Giovanni Mahodaya, would you like to ask Neeta Bhagini?
Mama
Giovanni Mahodaya, would you like to ask Nita Bhagini? Okay, then can Gopalan Mahodaya ask Nita Bhagini?
Mama Nama Gopalaha. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Nita.
Very good. Bala Subramanya, would you like to ask Priya Bhagini?
Mama Nama Bala Subramanyaha. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Priya.
Okay. Has anybody not asked a question or responded to a question?
Can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
My name is Naina. I'm not. Am I registered? Because I have registered for this class today.
I can't hear you. Can you say your name again, Bhagini?
Nayana.
What is it, Bhagini?
Mama Nama Nayana. Mama Nama Nayana.
Oh, okay. Okay, Nayana Bhagini, would you like to ask Shaya Bhagini?
Mama Nama Nayana. Bhavatya Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Shreya.
Very good. Has everybody had a chance to ask or reply to a question?
Yes.
No.
I haven't.
No.
No. Okay. Who are you?
Shreya Nuhi.
I am. And I'm Dinesh, here with Pooja.
Oh, okay. Nita Bhagini, would you like to ask Sai Bhagini?
Astu Bhagini. Mama Nama Nita, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Sai Anuhya.
Okay. Ganesh Mahodaya, can you ask Nayana Bhagini?
Sure, my name is Dinesh, but Mama Nama Dinesh Bhavatya Nama Kim.
Mama Nama Nayana. Mama Nama Nayana.
Very good, Bhagini.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions about this?
I want to ask one question here. A lot of people are using a ha in, at the end of their names. So should I say Mama Nama Chitra or should I say Mama Nama Chitra Ha?
Oh, so Bhagini, when if you are a female, then you don't add a ha to the end of your name. If you are a male, you say, if it's Rama, then you say Ramaha in Sanskritam.
Okay, so I should say, I should have said my name is Mam Nama Dineshaha, is it?
Yes.
So if it is Ganesh, then should we say Ganeshaha?
Yes, Bhagini.
So, can I ask you? My name is Lakshmi, so should I say Lakshmi or Lakshmihi?
Lakshmihi.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay.
That's special for that.
Thank you.
Is that aha to be added for both male and female, both name or just male names?
No, male names, Mahodaya.
But Lakshmi is an exception, Bhagini?
Yes.
Oh.
Because Lakshmi is a special name, so so it's Lakshmi He.
So even though it's a female name, then for only Lakshmi word, we have Lakshmi He.
Yes.
Is it like that? Okay.
If I say Saraswati, Srisrishti Saraswati. If I use the word name as Saraswati, will I say Saraswati?
No, you say Saraswati.
Oh, okay.
So, Saraswati. Yeah, my name is Pooja. How will I say my name then?
Just Pooja.
Just Pooja or Poojaha?
You say Pooja. Pooja, so you just stretch the A.
Okay, stress on the A. Okay.
So Lakshmi is the only thing that's special. That's Lakshmi he, nothing else. So for male, with exception for Lakshmi, for male, all of them, we say it has a ha at the end. Female doesn't have it, but just Lakshmi he has it.
Okay.
Right. So for Swani, if it's Vani, then would you say...
It's Vani only.
Vani only, right?
Vani.
Asto, asto. Thank you.
Bhagini, other than Lakshmi, anything else is there that is special? Just only Lakshmi is like that.
I think only Lakshmi is special. Mm-hmm. For now, only Lakshmi is special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How
do
I say my name? My name is Shreya.
You just say Shreya.
Okay.
And for Shrauni?
Shrauni.
So it's, if your name is Madhuri, it would be Madhuri. Shreya, Shravani, Nayana, Chitra. But for men, it's going to be Dineshaha, Balasubramanyaha. Nitinaha, Manoharaha, like that.
So for the men, you always add an aha, and for the female, you always stretch the last vowel. Is that how it is?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, but with exception, okay. We have Lakshmi.
Lakshmi, yeah. Okay.
Does anybody else have a question?
No.
Mamana, Poojaha.
Pooja.
Pooja.
Yeah, we say Pooja.
Pooja.
Okay. So, in the slide before, we had a girl asking a girl. Now we have a boy asking a girl. So, the boy is... Dinesh Mahodaya, would you like to read the first two bubbles?
Sure. Mam nama Ramaha, Bhavatya nama Kim.
Bhavya Bhagni, would you like to read the third bubble? Okay, would Aishwarya Bhagni like to read the third bubble?
Mama nama Sarala.
Okay. Here we have Bhavat. Here the boy says his name is Ramaha. So he says Mama nama Ramaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim. Here it doesn't change. It doesn't change because he is still asking a girl. So he still says Bhavatyaha nama kim. And then the girl responds, Mama nama Sarala. Does anybody have a question on this?
No.
No.
Okay. So now we have Mama nama Pavitra. Pavitra. So it's a female. So it's a girl asking a boy. For the last two slides, we had a boy or a girl asking a girl, so we said Bhavatyaha, because in Sanskritam we have three lingas. We have Pullingam, Strilingam, and Napumsakalingam. Here, when you're introducing yourself or asking someone their name, for Pullingam you say, for male you use Bhavataha, which is Pullingam. and then you say bhavatyaha for strilingam, which is for female. So here the girl is asking a boy, so she says mama nama pavitra bhavatah nama kim. So, and then the boy says mama nama Sridharaha. So would Ashmita Bhagini like to ask Nimish Mahodaya?
Mama nama Ashmita, bhavatah nama kim?
Very good, Bhagini. Nimish Mahodaya, would you like to respond?
Mama nama Nimisha.
Very good. Gopalan Mahodaya, would you like to ask Jagan Mahodaya? Okay, then Shravani Bhagini, would you like to ask Jagan Mahodaya?
No, have you introduce yourself first, then you ask the question.
Okay, so very good. So would you like to respond?
Mama nama Jagan Mohanaha.
Very good. Now Radha Bhagini, would you like to ask Subramanyaha?
Mama.
Repeat.
Mama nama Radha. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Subramanyaha.
Very good. Neeta Bhagini, would you like to ask Priya Bhagini?
Mama nama Neeta. Bhavatyah nama kim?
Very good.
Mama nama Priya. Sorry.
Very good, Bhagini. Okay, does anybody have any questions when we use Bhavatah and when we use Bhavatyah?
No.
Okay. So another time, the boy is saying mama nama Lakshmanaha. So he says bhavatah nama kim, because he is asking a boy. His name is Lakshmanaha. He says his name is Lakshmanaha, and he's asking him what his name is. He says mama nama Abhishekaha. Does anybody have a question on this?
No.
No, be clear.
Very good.
Okay. So what we just learned is, if a girl asks a boy what their name is, we say Bhavataha. But if a boy is asking a girl, or not even a boy asking a girl, if someone, a boy or a girl, is asking a girl, they say Bhavatyaha. Does anybody have any questions before we move
no.
on?
No,
Bhagini, I have a question. So
yeah.
The question is, when we should use Bhavataha or when you should use Bhavatyaha depends upon to whom we are asking.
Yes, Bhagini.
Oh, if it's a boy, then we say Bhavataha Namakim. Then if it's a girl, we ask as Bhavatyaha Namakim.
Yes, Bhagini.
Thank you.
Okay. So now
excuse
we'll...
me.
Yeah?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. If the name is Sindhu, what do we use?
We say Bhavataha.
Okay.
So we're going to learn two new words. So
no,
Bhavataha. No, I have a question here. Sindhu is a person who's asking, or Sindhu is a person to whom we are asking? Because Sindhu name is
this
female,
is a girl,
right?
Girl's name.
Yeah, girl's
yeah.
name.
Bhavatyaha
namakim.
Bhavatyaha. No, it's not clear. If she is asking for how she should pronounce her name,
oh.
or is it asking for Bhavatyaha? So answer depends on
to whom we are asking
the question. No. The Sindhu should clarify first whether she wants to know whether how her name has to be called or pronounced.
Oh.
Is that Sindhu's question?
Sindhu.
Sindhu can clarify.
Oh.
Who asked the question about the name Sindhu?
Me.
Well, what is your question, Sindhu?
What is your name?
Sai Anuhya.
So are you say are you meaning like you're asking somebody?
Yes, and also how do we pronounce it?
We just say Sindhu.
Okay.
So we're going to learn two new words. Those are Eshaha and Kaha. So this is an elephant. Elephant in Sanskritam is Gajaha. So when we want to know if somebody didn't know what an elephant was, they would say Yeshaha Kaha, and then the reply would be Yeshaha Gajaha. Again, the question would be Yeshaha Kaha, and the answer would be Yeshaha Gajaha. If we had a boy, we would say Balakaha. Balakaha means boy. So the question would be Yeshaha Kaha, Yeshaha Balakaha. Does Shravani Bhagini want to try the next one?
One second. Kadambari. Yeshaha means what? What?
Yeshaha.
Okay, so Eshaha means Kaha is whom or what or
what is
who is he? Who is is it like that, Bhagini?
Yes. It's like who is he or yeah.
Okay.
Who is this? Esha is this. Right?
No, it's not this because that goes to another lingam. So right now we're doing pullingam. So in English it would be who is he?
Okay, who is
he? Okay. So Shauni Bhagini, I'll tell you what the image is, and would you like to say the question and the answer of question and answer of what the question would be and what the answer would be?
Yeah.
Okay, so pot in Sanskritam is Gataha.
Gataha or Gadaha?
Gataha.
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 Yeshaha.
Yeshaha Kaha.
Yeshaha Gataha.
Gataha.
So, it's not Gata Mohode, it's Gataha. So, again the question would be, Yeshaha Kaha, Yeshaha Gataha.
Yeshaha
Gataha.
Does anybody have any questions?
So can I just try, like, is it like this, Bhagini? Eshaha kaha, eshaha gajaha. Is it like that? Should we answer like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this eshaha is for the male. It is for pulling, right?
So right now we're doing it for pullingam. So we're only using the question, who is he?
Okay.
So,
Gataha is a pullinga sabda then?
Yes. So, right now all these words are in pullinga, they're all pullinga padani. That means they're all in pullingam.
So I thought all things will be napumsakam, isn't it? How do I know whether a thing is a pulling or spilling?
So, gajaha is pullingam, but we'll review what is strilingam and how what is pullingam later on.
Okay,
so this is tree in Sanskritam is Vrikshaha. So, Archana Bhagini, would you like to say the question and answer? Tree in Sanskrit is Vrikshaha.
Esha Vrikshaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Does anybody have a question?
No.
Okay. Would
I have a question? So yes. So can't we use kim? So when do we use kim?
So we use kim for napumsakalingam. For pullingam we use kaha. For strilingam we use kha. And for napumsakalingam we use kim. And we'll know that later on. So, Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to redo the first one? Elephant in Sanskritam is Gajaha.
Yeshaha Kaha. Yeshaha Gajaha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Nagendar Mahodaya, would you like to do the second one? That is a boy. We say Balakaha. Balakaha.
Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Balakaha.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, gut pot is Gataha. So, Balasubramanya Mahodaya, would you like to do the pot? It is, pot in Sanskritam is Gataha. Gataha.
Yeshaha Kaha. Yeshaha Gataha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Priya Bhagni, would you like to do the last one? Tree in Sanskritam is Rikshaha.
Yeshaha Vrikshaha Ekshaha Kaha Ekshaha Vrikshaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Does anybody have a question? Okay. So here, now we're doing Pullingam again. So we have a bag. Bag is Syutaha. Syutaha. So it's still Eshaha Kaha. We're still in Pullingam. So, Gopalan Mahodaya, would you like to do it? Okay, then, Shreya Bhagini, would you like to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, bag in Sanskritam is Syutaha. Syutaha. It's Syutaha.
Syutaha.
Very good.
What it is called?
A bag in Sanskritam is Syutah.
Can you write the spelling?
Can you write the spelling,
please? Sure.
Syutah.
Just a minute, Mahodaya. That's how you write Syutah.
Dhanyavad, Madam.
Okay. So we're going to do cat. Cat is Bidal. Bidalaha.
Bidalaha.
Okay. Siri Bhagini, would you like to do it?
He is not there. Can I try?
Eshaha kaha. Eshaha midalaha.
Very good.
What, so, I'm sorry, what is it for cat? Is it midalaha or gidalaha?
It's bidalaha.
Okay.
So, tiger in Sanskritam is vyagraha.
Vyagraha.
Very good. Chitra Bhagini, would you like to do it?
Eshaha kaha. Eshaha vyagraha.
Very good. Mountain in Sanskritam is Parvataha.
Parvataha.
Very good. Giovanni, Mahodaya, would you like to do this? Okay. Thiru Mahodaya, would you like to do it?
Yeah. Eshaha kaha, Eshaha parvataha.
Very good. So, okay. So, elephant in Sanskritam is gajaha.
Gajaha.
Boy in Sanskritam is balakaha.
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 Pot in Sanskritam is gataha.
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 Tree in Sanskritam is vrikshaha.
Vrikshaha.
Balakaha.
Gataha.
Vrikshaha.
Syutaha. Bag in Syutaha.
Syutaha.
Vidalaha.
Bidalaha.
It's also called Marjalaha.
Yes. Mahodaya, it is also called Marjalaha.
Marjalaha.
How do you say?
Marjalaha.
Yes, but
can you write down what this cat is called in Sanskrit? Can you write down what's called cat called in Sanskrit, please?
Yes, please.
So we will just stay with Bidalaha, but I will write it down.
Please, thank you.
Marjalaha.
Bidalaha.
Bidalaha. Bidalaha.
Does everybody have it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Vyagraha.
Okay. So, cat is Vidalaha and tiger is Vyagraha.
Vyagraha.
Mountain is Parvataha.
Parvataha. Parvataha.
Okay. Now we did 8 examples on in Pullingam to say who is he. That he is, and then you say the word. So we did 8 examples of those. So now we will move on to doing those in Strilingam. So now we used to say Eshaha and Kaha. Now we say for Strilingam, Esha Ka.
Esha Ka.
Good. That means who is she? So the first is garland. Garland in Sanskritam is mala.
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 Okay. So,
Ishaka.
Shreya Bhagini, would you like to say the Esha, Ka, Esha, and then say the word, which is mala.
Esha Mala.
Not
Mala. Very good. Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to do the next one? Vine or creeper in Sanskritam is Lata. Lata.
Lata. Eshaka Eshaha Lata.
It's Esha Lata, Bhagini.
Esha Lata.
Very good. So girl in Sanskritam is Balika.
Balika.
Okay, Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do
Bahalika.
It? Yeah, to say
Esha Balika.
Very good. The next one is Shatika, which means sari.
Shatika.
Shatika, okay. Radha Bhagni, would you like to do it?
Esha ka, Esha Shatika.
It's Shatika.
Esha ka, Esha Shatika.
Very good, Bhagini. Okay, we'll do another example of this. So, box in Sanskrit is Petika. Petika. So,
Petika.
Very good. Would Chitra Bhagini like to do?
Yeah, I'll do. Esha ka, Esha Petika.
Very good. So, rock in Sanskrit is Shila. Shila.
Shila.
Very good.
Shila.
Dinesh Mahodaya, would you like to do this one?
Shila.
Or,
Did you say Dinesh or Nimish?
I said Dinesh. I said Dinesh Mahodaya.
Esha ka, Esha Shilaha.
It's Shila.
Shila. Okay. No, but no at the end, right?
No, because we're doing it in Strilingam. Strilingam doesn't have an aha ending.
Okay. It's a only.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next one is Shaka. That means tree branch.
Shaka.
Very good. Would Gopal and Mahodaya like to do this? Or Jagan Mahodaya, would you like to do this?
Sure. Esha Ka. Esha Shaka.
Very good, Mahodaya. Now, Kunchi. The next one is Aki. That is Kunchika. Kunchika.
Kunchika.
Okay. Nayana Bhagni, would you like to do it?
Isha Ka. Isha Shaka.
It's Kunchika, Bhagini.
Kunchika.
Very good, Bhagini. So the words were Mala. Mala.
Mala.
Latha.
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 Balika.
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 Shatika.
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 Koti. Petika.
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 Shila.
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 Sorry, I have a question. When we are saying Petika, is it K-H-A or just K-A?
K-A.
K-A, all right.
Petika. Thank you. Ending all Srilinga.
Yeah, okay. So, Shaka.
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 That means tree branch. Kunchika.
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 Does anybody have any questions on doing this in Strilingam?
No.
No. Again, he had to say ki.
Ki is Kunchika.
Kunchika.
No, it's Kunchika.
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 It's Kunchika.
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 Okay.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Is it both Kunchika or and Kunchika? Is it like both ways are okay?
No, it's Kunchi. Not G.
Yeah.
C-H-I.
I mean, it's C-H, not J.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's C-H. It's just C.
Kunchika. Okay. Thank you.
Hmm.
For Shaka, H-A?
Shaka is C-H. S-H-A.
S-H-A-K-H-A.
Yeah. So we're not going to use these slides anymore for today. We will move on to Abhyasa Pustakam. So, we did this in the beginning of class. Would Srinivasa Mahodaya want to read the first bubble?
Yes, one second.
Okay.
That one I'm not able to see properly in the screen, so I'm opening my Abhyasa Pustakam.
Mahodaya, can you see it now?
Now I can see.
Okay.
Mama nama Sureshaha. Bhavataha nama kim. Mama nama Ramaha.
Very good. Yeah, so here we used Bhavataha for pulling because it was pulling up. Now, Chitra Bhagini, would you like to read the second bubble?
Mama nama Sureshaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim? Mama nama Lata.
Very good. Has anybody not had a turn to speak in class yet?
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Or had less chances to speak in class? Okay. Then I will choose Bhavya Bhagini to read the first bubble.
Bhavataha nama kim?
Subramanyaha, can you... Subramanya.
Mama nama Subramanyaha.
No, can you read the second bubble here, Mahodaya, in Abhyasa Pustakam?
Mama nama Krishnaha.
Very good. Vijaya Bhagini, would you like to read the third bubble?
Sure.
It's Bhavatyaha nama kim.
Yes, Bhavatyaha nama kim.
Okay, Neeta Bhagini, would you like to read the fourth bubble?
Bhavatyaha nama kim, mama nama Radha.
Very good. So we have an exercise here of Bhavataha and Bhavatyaha. Can anybody, okay, can Meera Bhagini say when we use Bhavataha?
Bhavataha would be used when you ask a man his name, and Bhavatyaha would be when you ask a woman her name.
Very good, Bhagini. So, I will give a name and then, okay, Chitra Bhagini, would you like to complete the first sentence with the name of... with the name of Ajay?
Bhavatah nama kim?
Bhavatah nama kim? Bhavatah nama Ajayah.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Gopal and Mahodaya, would you like to complete the second one with the name of Priya? Or Brinda Bhagini, would you like to complete it with the name of Ashmita?
Bhavatyaha nama kim? Bhavatyaha nama Ashmita.
Very good, Bhagini. So does anybody have a question on this?
No.
Okay. So when we were doing Pullingam, now here
one is one question.
Yes.
So the second question was answered, Bhavatyaha nama kim. It was answered with Bhavatyaha nama Ashmita. Is that saying that her name?
Yeah, because it's like you are responding for another person. So you say Bhavatyaha nama, so you say your name is, so Bhavatyaha nama kim, so because we are saying it, we say Bhavatyaha nama, and then you say the name.
Okay, so it's like answering for another person, like her name is Ashmita.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So here, it says, Udaharanam drishtva tad. Tadrisha Vakyani Likantu. So, Udaharana means look at the example. So here they haven't given an example for us. So drishtva means look at the example. So udaharanam drishtva means look at the example. Tadrisha vakyani means like write that those type of sentences for the rest of the two that you have to complete. Likanti, that means write. So it means look at the example and write sentences like that in the spaces. So, Nayana Bhagni want to read the first example?
Eshaha Balakaha.
Very good, Bhagini. Can you read the next one too?
Saha Vriddhaha.
Okay, so here in the slides we only used Eshaha. You point, when you say Eshaha, you are referring to someone that is near you. When you say Saha, you're referring to someone that is far from you. So he is near the Balakaha. So he says Eshaha Balakaha, and he is far from the Vriddhaha. So he says Saha Vriddhaha. So it's Eshaha Balakaha, Saha Vriddhaha. Does anybody have questions on the example?
No.
Okay, so would Vijaya Bhagini like to complete the first one?
Eshaha Ganeshaha, Saha Govindaha, Eshaha Arka.
Oh, just those two. Bhagini,
Bhagini, I have a question.
Yeah.
So Vriddhaha means it is the name of that person, or does it mean different?
So Vriddhaha means old man. But here when they say Ganeshaha and Govindaha, they're just names of people.
Oh, thank you.
Does anybody volunteer to do the next one?
Me. I can do.
Okay.
Yeshaha. I can do that too.
Yeshaha Arakshaka. Arakshaka.
Yes, you can. Who are the people who are asking to do it?
Okay, this is Lakshmi.
Try and do
that. Yeshaha Ganeshaha.
Okay, everybody can do it together.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeshaha Arakshaka.
Arakshaka.
Ganeshaha
Sainika.
Arakshaka.
Saha
Sainika.
So it's Eshaha Arakshakaha Saha Sainikaha. Eshaha Arakshakaha Saha Sainikaha.
Arakshakaha
Ganeshaha Saha Govindaha. Yeshaha Arakshakaha. Saha Sainikaha.
Risha Arakshakaha.
Ganeshaha.
Saha
Govindaha.
Govindaha. Risha Arakshakaha.
Saha Sainikaha.
Okay. So we will go to the next exercise.
Okay.
Or today we'll stop here.
Okay.
Because time is over. Any questions before we end?
So I will send the email. Learning.
more of the other vowels and consonants in the next class? Is that how the
Did anybody ask a question?
I just wanted to know if we'd be learning more vowels and letters in the next class, or
yes.
How the process is designed.
Yeah, so we will be learning. There are more. So today in the slideshow, we only did the for the letters, we only did the swaraha. So next week we will take a look at the vyanjanaha.
Okay.
Vyanjanani.
Next week will be next Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Namaskarah.
Namaskar.
What about homework?
Namaskarah.
Homework I will send in the email.
Okay.
Thank you.